Chapter 45. The Millennium. People on the Earth during the Millennium.
Question. Who will be on the Earth during the Millennium? 1,000 years of peace, love, and joy will begin on the Earth at the second coming of Jesus Christ. This 1,000-year period is called the Millennium. The Scriptures and the prophets help us understand what it will be like to live on the Earth during the Millennium. Because of the destruction of the wicked at the Savior's second coming, only righteous people will live on the earth at the beginning of the millennium. They will be those who have lived virtuous and honest lives. These people will inherit either the terrestrial or celestial kingdom. During the millennium, mortals will still live on earth, and they will continue to have children as we do now. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 58. Joseph said that immortal beings will frequently visit the earth. These resurrected beings will help with the government and other work. See Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 268. People will still have their agency, and for a time many will be free to continue with their religions and ideas. Eventually, everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is the Savior. During the millennium, Jesus will reign personally upon the earth, 10th Article of Faith. Joseph Smith explained that Jesus will reign over the saints and come down and instruct. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 258.
The Work of the Church During the Millennium.
Question. What are the two great works that will be done during the millennium? There will be two great works for members of the church during the millennium: temple work and missionary work. Temple work involves the ordinances that are necessary for exaltation. These include baptism, the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the temple ordinances, the endowment, temple marriage, and the sealing together of family units. Many people have died without receiving these ordinances. People on the earth must perform these ordinances for them. This work is now being done in the temples of the Lord. There is too much work to finish before the millennium begins, so it will be completed during that time. Resurrected beings will help us correct the mistakes we have made in doing research concerning our dead ancestors. They will also help us find the information we need to complete our records. See Joseph Fielding Smith, Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, pages 167 and 251 through 252. The other great work during the millennium will be missionary work. The gospel will be taught with great power to all people. Eventually, there will be no need to teach others the first principles of the gospel, because they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Question. How can we prepare now for the work in the millennium?
Conditions during the millennium.
Question. In what ways will life during the millennium be different from life on the earth now? The prophet Joseph Smith taught, the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisical glory, 10th Article of Faith.
Satan bound.
During the millennium, Satan will be bound. This means he will not have power to tempt those who are living at that time. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 28. The children shall grow up without sin unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 58. Because of the righteousness of the Lord's people, Satan has no power. Wherefore, he cannot be loosed for the space of many years. For he hath no power over the hearts of the people, for they dwell in righteousness, and the Holy One of Israel reigneth. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verse 26.
Peace on the earth.
During the millennium, there will be no war. People will live in peace and harmony together. Things that have been used for war will be turned to useful purposes. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. See also Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 7, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 26.
Righteous government.
President John Taylor taught, "The Lord will be king over all the earth, and all mankind literally under his sovereignty, and every nation under the heavens will have to acknowledge his authority and bow to his scepter. Those who serve him in righteousness will have communications with God and with Jesus, will have the ministering of angels, and will know the past, the present, and the future, and other people who may not yield full obedience to his laws, nor be fully instructed in his covenants, will nevertheless have to yield full obedience to his government. For it will be the reign of God upon the earth, and he will enforce his laws and command that obedience from the nations of the world, which is legitimately his right." Teachings of Presidents of the Church, John Taylor, page 225.
No death.
During the millennium, there will be no death as we know it. When people have lived to an old age, they will not die and be buried. Instead, they will be changed from their mortal condition to an immortal condition in the twinkling of an eye. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 51, and section 101, verses 29 through 31.
All things revealed.
Some truths have not been revealed to us. All things will be revealed during the millennium. The Lord said, "He will reveal all things, things which have passed, and hidden things which no man knew, things of the earth, by which it was made, and the purpose and the end thereof, things most precious, things that are above, and things that are beneath, things that are in the earth, and upon the earth, and in heaven." Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 32 through 34.
Other millennial activities.
In many ways, life will be much as it is now, except that everything will be done in righteousness. People will eat and drink and will wear clothing. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, page 333. People will continue to plant and harvest crops and build houses. See Isaiah chapter 65, verse 21. Question: what are your thoughts and feelings about the conditions that will exist during the millennium?
One final struggle after the millennium.
Question: what will be the final destiny of the earth? At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be set free for a short time. Some people will turn away from Heavenly Father. Satan will gather his armies, and Michael or Adam will gather the hosts of heaven. In this great struggle, Satan and his followers will be cast out forever. The earth will be changed into a celestial kingdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 22 through 29, and section 88, verses 17 through 20, and 110 through 115.
Additional scriptures.
Jesus to reign on earth, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 4 through 9, and 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 24 through 25. Saints to be given the kingdom, Daniel chapter 7, verse 27. Conditions during the millennium, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 87 through 110. Satan to be bound, Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, and 1 Nephi chapter 22, verse 26. Enmity to cease, no death, Satan to have no power to tempt, Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 22 through 31. Wolf and lamb to dwell together, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Satan loose for a little season, Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 31, and Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 10.
For teachers, the subject of the millennium sometimes leads people to speculate about ideas that are not found in the scriptures or the teachings of Latter-day prophets. As you guide this lesson, be careful to avoid such speculation.
End of chapter 45, The Millennium.